So you have a talk coming up, and I was wondering if you could give us just kind of a sneak preview, maybe some of the highlights.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a general overview of the common mushrooms in southeast and south central Alaska, touching on the primary edible fungi that people can go out and forage on their own. Of course, you want to learn which ones can make you sick and which ones could potentially kill you, because if you learn those, then, you know, if you make a mistake, you'll still be alive. You know, foraging mushrooms is fairly safe and easy and straightforward, but a lot of people don't have, like, the baseline knowledge needed. And so in a relatively small amount of time and effort, you can learn four or five different mushrooms you can go out there and collect and eat safely. Some people, you know, want to use fungi for fiber arts, so using mushrooms as dyes. There's quite a few dye mushrooms in southeast Alaska, so you can turn wool or silk into some, you know, beautiful bright red, orange, purple, green colors. So there's a lot of options for that. And then just general, like, ecology of fungi and where to find them and how to find them.
Great. And what is it that drew you initially into this work?
I wanted to know what everything was that was growing around me. Fungi, it seems to be endless. First of all, because probably half of them in certain areas are not described yet, so they don't have scientific names. And just, you know, the fascination of going out there and trying to learn everything.
From the little that I know, it seems that in recent years, more and more research indicates that mycelia is very much an integral part of a forest and of other plants' lives. Is that something you could explain a little bit?
The fact is that with no fungi, there'll be no life on land. Because, you know, they're absolutely essential to the lives of plants. The primary group growing symbiotically with trees are what's called ectomycorrhizal fungi. And so the mycelium of that is, you know, this vast network that's pretty, you know, it's just everywhere, this web of hyphal threads, which are these microscopic structures that are throughout the forest. And they are out, you know, giving nutrients that these plants cannot get by themselves, and also, you know, can pick up, you know, minerals and water and all this stuff from the soil that the trees can't access. And in exchange, the trees are giving it, you know, sugars that it produces with photosynthesis, which the fungi cannot produce on their own. And then if something falls down in the woods, you know, whether it be a spruce needle or a lady fern stem, there's a fungus to decay that back into soil. So there's this whole life exchange going on of different organisms allowing, you know, the next generation to succeed.
So I recently learned that lichen is a fungus that uses algae to photosynthesize for itself. I knew that coral likewise uses algae to photosynthesize for itself, and now I'm hearing from you that mushrooms, or at least the mycelial web, uses trees to photosynthesize for itself. Is this as much of a theme as it's looking like?
No, it's more like the fungal portion of the lichen cannot survive without the algal cells. But the algal cells can live on their own. So it's almost like they're farming the algal cells to survive. But then with the group of ectomycorrhizal fungi, yes, it's this exchange of nutrients. You know, if the fungus wasn't there, the tree would not be alive. So they need each other to survive.
That's wild. I don't think I knew that, or at least not in that clear of terms.
It's complicated. You know, the stuff that fungi are doing out there, I mean, there's every single niche has its fungi, and they're essential for everything to run, to grow, you know, for things to live. But they're in the background, and, you know, we typically see the macro fungi, the large fruiting bodies, the mushrooms. You may see that for 1 week out of the year, but it's there year-round. It's just underground in the soil as a microscopic network of threads thriving throughout the year. It's there. It's doing all this stuff. It's keeping the trees alive, but you don't see it. You walk on it without seeing it. So, it's a hidden life underground that's keeping everything ticking.